Moonshine.
Is that what they called it around here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Is there any other word for a real cheap whiskey joking thing about whiskey? It's really dangerous. You better stay off of that.
No, stump.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What, stump whiskey?
Yeah, stump whiskey.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with? It's a child's... Oh, you know, if it's a doll or a wagon or any little thing you might have, you might say, pick up all your...
All of your junk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because there's no special thing that a child loves to play with, right. You know. He'll play with almost anything.
Sure. And you might say, ask your grandchildren, at Christmas, do you hope to get a lot of...
Toys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, these next about five or six here have to do with word patterns. And a lot of them just mean a change in time. For example, I could say, right now I see you. And then I'd say, yesterday I saw you. And I, if I saw you often, I might say, if we went to the same place every Saturday, I have seen you every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you could do it with like go. We go. Every Sunday we go to church. Last Sunday we went.
Mm-hmm.
And every Sunday we have
gone.
Okay. And then the same thing about sing. You'd say, has that song ever been sung? Mm-hmm. And you would say, yes, I sang that song yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about buying groceries, you might say, well, I have to go to town to...
Get groceries.
And you might say to your daughter or to your son, have the groceries been
put up?
Okay, but talking about by purchasing them, have the groceries been? Have you gone to town and what the groceries?
Bought.
Okay. What?
Mm-hmm. Bought.
Okay, and somebody might answer you and say, yes, the groceries yesterday. I have. Oh, okay. And today at 2 o'clock, I went to town and the groceries.
I got groceries.
Okay. And use the word buy or farm. At 2 o'clock, I went in and
bought.
Okay, that's what you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we're talking about eating apples, you might say every day I
eat an apple.
Okay, and you might say, yesterday
I ate.
And then you might ask somebody, have all the apples been...
Gone.
Okay, but have they all been...
Eaten.
Okay. If we're talking about drinking coffee, you might say, do you...
Drink.
And you might say, talking about asking your family if they're finished at breakfast, say, have you what your coffee yet?
Have you had your coffee yet?
Okay, and use the word drink or form of it. Have you what?
Drank your coffee yet?
And I might answer, yes, I what it a few minutes ago. I
drank.
Okay. If we're talking about climbing trees, you might say, that little boy likes to...
climb.
And then you might say, has that tree over there ever been...
climbed.
Okay, and somebody might say, yes, a boy what it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
say that one and fill in a word in there. A boy.
What?
A boy.
Mm-hmm. He climbed it yesterday.
Okay, and if I'm talking about doing some work, you might say, has that work already been
done?
And I might answer, yes, they what it yesterday.
I did it yesterday.
Okay, if we're talking about maybe dragging a stump out of a field, you might say, has that stump been
pulled out?
Okay, and use the word, a form of dragging there. Has that stump been
pulled out?
Okay, but I'd like to hear you pronounce the form that you use of drag instead of pull. Has that stump been
Dragged out.
Okay, would you say either one of those, drug or drag?
Dragged a drug.
Okay, has it been, say it for me in a sentence, has that stump been
drug out?
And I might answer, yes, we what it out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Drug it out yesterday.
Okay, if we're talking about riding a horse, you might say, has that horse ever been
rode?
And I might say, yes, somebody
rode yesterday.
Okay, and if we're talking about ringing a bell, you might say, has that bell been
ringing?
Okay, and if it's already happened, you don't know whether it's going along, not ringing, but has that bell been
ringing?
Okay, or has somebody done it? Has Mary
rung?
Okay, and I might say, yes, Mary what the bell?
Mm-hmm.
Mary
rung.
Okay.
The bell.
If we're talking about the rising of the sun, and it's early in the morning, and you might go, you know, over and say, look out, has the sun what?